This is LBC with Sheila Fogarty.
Well, if you are the or were the proud owner of a Galaxy Note 7 smartphone, you probably don't feel too proud today, do you? Probably gutted might be the right word. South Korean tech giant Samsung has permanently ceased production of these phones after reports of devices that it had deemed to be safe just catching fire. Here to talk about this with me for a few minutes is Febzi Turkal, editor of the tech advice site GadgetDetective.com. Good afternoon, Chief Febzi.
Good afternoon.
Seen anything like this before?
Actually, yes. I mean, it's not completely uncommon for these types of batteries to have this problem. And there have been bad batches in the past, both for mobile phones, but also for laptop computers, which use the same type of batteries known as lithium ion. It's sort of inherent in their design that if then there is a small manufacturing problem, it can give rise to problems like this. So probably what started this was a bad batch rather than a bad design.
Are you surprised they've gone all out and just said, right, that's it, end of production? Because this was their, I guess, big pre-Christmas retail opportunity.
Well, yeah, I mean, they'd managed to ship 2.5 million before 35 cases were reported. And they did the right thing. They did an early recall. The problem has been that they did the recall. They sent out new phones, which they said were safe. And a number of those have caught fire and exploded as well. So I think now that it's not that they can't technically fix this problem, and there's nothing to say that the problem of the second batch is the same as the problem as the first. It could be completely unrelated and just bad luck. But at this point, I think that Samsung are trying to limit their reputational damage.
And
what they want to do is kill the Note 7. They want to kill it dead as a name, and then they'll come up with a Note 8 before too long.
And the iPhone 7 is just entering our consciousness at the moment. I'm currently coping with the upgrade to an iOS 10 operating service, and it's it's dreadful. Apple must be jumping up and down about this.
Well, it's a bit of culture shock. I mean, I'm talking to you now on an iPhone 7 Plus, and it's running iOS 10, and it's running it fine. But the problem with operating systems, and iOS is no different in this way, is that it can be fine for the vast majority of people, but then you can have particular problems that will affect individuals. That can either be everything is in a different place, I don't know where it is, or it can be, you know, I've got apps on there that no longer play well with the new version.
So mine just keeps ringing people when I don't want it to. I'm sure some people think I'm stalking them at the moment.
Yeah, and that could be a hardware fault. Even if it coincided with the update of the operating system, there is a hardware fault. So on a smartphone, the touchscreen is called a digitizer, and it detects when you touch the screen. There are certain hardware faults that give rise to the phone thinking the screen is being touched, even at random. And that can give rise to things like ringing people in the middle of the night when you're nowhere near the phone.
It's not that Apple are somehow secretly trying to force me to buy a 7.
No. but what I would do is I'd flag it with Apple straight away, just in case it's not a simple software problem. Even if it's a software problem, it will give them a chance to fix it.
Look at me indulging myself and getting free advice from Febzi Turkal.
You're very welcome.
Go back to Samsung on this, though, I shouldn't hog your attention like this. To go back to the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, I mean, brand damage, middling or severe?
At the moment, it's quite severe. It depends what happens next. It was bad enough, but it was when the reissued items then started to fail. Although, as I say, that could have been just bad luck. It's too early to tell whether that's a different reason. But at the moment, it's catastrophic, and not only because, you know, Apple have just launched their iPhone 7s and 7 Pluses, so the timing couldn't be worse. Having said that, Samsung is a huge company, and unlike Apple, it's not wholly dependent upon its smartphone income. Mm. So I think it will rebuild. I think they'll bring forward the launch of the 8, and I think as long as it doesn't keep happening, all will be forgiven.
Thank you very much indeed, Febzi. Good to talk to you, Febzi Turkal. And to all those people I keep ringing at 2 a.m. when I'm asleep, I can only apologise.